Welcome to the podcast service of the Massachusetts Climate Action Network. Visit us online at massclimateaction.net or friend us on Facebook.
Hi. And welcome to the Climate Minute, your source for insight and perspective on global warming news. My name's Ted McIntyre, and this show is a continuation of our discussion about MCAN's legislative priorities for 2017. In this show, we're going to hear from Cindy Loopy, who's with Clean Water Action and an MCAN board member, as well as Henrietta Davis, who's also an MCAN board member. Cindy's going to talk about carbon pricing proposals in Massachusetts, and Henrietta will discuss ways you can get involved. So let's take this. All comes from a recent MCAN webinar. Keep an eye open. We'll be having more in the future. You can find the links to the audio, some of the audio in the slides on in the podcast that I'll put up, the blog that I'm going to put up. It may be tough to sort of sync things up, but you're a smart person. You'll be able to make those connections. Okay, so let's take a listen.
Okay, well, thank you, everyone. I am really excited for this presentation because I'm also a very proud MCAN board member. So thank you, friends of MCAN and members of MCAN, for signing up for this getting informed about these exciting bills that are gathering lots of momentum this session. So wanted to talk to you about carbon pricing, which, are other people hearing an echo when I talk, or is it just on my phone?
There is a little bit of an echo. I don't know if it's possible for you to move away from your computer. That may be what's making
yes.
it happen.
Is it better now?
No. Sounds great to me.
Okay.
Okay, well, there we go.
Well, I'm just going for it then. Carbon pricing is a major priority of MCAN and Clean Water and a whole host of organizations who've joined together in the Mass Campaign for a Clean Energy Future. And I know it can sound complicated, but The core concept here is that we're working to level the playing field with in-region, homegrown clean energy alternatives and out-of-state fossil fuel sources of energy. Massachusetts has to import every single bit of coal and oil and gas that it burns here, and there's obviously a very unlevel playing field between the fossil fuels that are heavily subsidized and our local clean energy alternatives. So both these bills that you see before you, the Senate bill introduced by Mike Barrett and Act Combating Climate Change, and the House bill introduced by Representative Jen Benson, both really work to do that and keep the thumb on the scale for in-region clean energy. So it's very exciting. Economists tell us that this is the most cost-effective way to promote zero-carbon local clean energy, and that we can't meet the Global Warming Solutions Act unless price on carbon goes economy-wide. Right now, we have a price on electricity through the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, and this would bring in the home heating and transportation fuels sectors. So in summary, that's really what we're talking about here, and then you know the details go on from there. So Carol, do you want to hit the next slide? So this is also part of an international trend. Canada, Iceland, Ireland, Japan, you know, dozens of nations have some form of carbon pricing. It is really the new normal internationally. All of Canada is moving in this direction. And as of this year, 50% of the world's GDP will come from regions and countries that have a form of carbon pricing. So this is us in Massachusetts and ultimately nationally working to catch up with that. Next slide. The one spot that is subnational, that has moved this forward, that is sort of like the equivalent of a state in our region, is British Columbia. And, you know, there's lots of analysis been done about their experience. They've kind of plateaued recently because they have a pause in their policy. But I think the most important lesson learned from their experience so far, which has been very positive, they've seen a 16% reduction in carbon pollution in their region, is that they've seen a 50% increase in their clean tech and clean energy markets because of this drive to locate, for clean energy companies to locate in British Columbia, because the signal has been sent. Many businesses are supporting this because they're seeking these kinds of signals to know where to locate and to thrive. So we want to make Massachusetts the first state in the nation that thrives in this same way. Next slide. So we have the great benefit of, as I said, not having an ounce of indigenous fossil fuel capacity in our state. So economically, we're exporting about $20 billion, billion with a B, every single year to other economies in Texas, in Pennsylvania, in Saudi Arabia, in Colombia. And that is not benefiting our economy. So because of this shift, we are in the very enviable position to have carbon pricing work both from a climate responsibility perspective and from an economic perspective. So next slide. And the Campaign for a Clean Energy Future is working on this three-part strategy that both targets the House and the Senate for support, as well as the governor, because the Global Warming Solutions Act gives the state the option of moving ahead with putting a price on carbon. So we need to ultimately get the governor's support as well. And this is hugely important nationally because folks across the country are really hoping that in the era of Trump, that a bipartisan solution supported by Democratic legislators and a Republican governor can move forward. So these two bills essentially place a fee on fossil fuels, on the out-of-state fossil fuel companies when they work to bring fossil fuels over the border. The fee is based on the carbon content of the fuel. So it's more for coal, for example, than it would be for gas, and so on. The fees would then get collected into a fund, and each person in each business that has a certain number of employees would get a rebate. And both of these bills are set up so that the poorest and moderate income families in the state, the 60% lowest income families, would either come out ahead, meaning that the rebate would be slightly higher than the anticipated fees, the modeled fees that they would pay, or would at least break even. So that guards against, you know, in the event that any fossil fuel companies try to pass the fees along to consumers, then people would be covered. And at the end of the day, fossil fuels from out of state and out of region would be more expensive than in-region clean energy alternatives. And that is the big systemic push that we're looking for to make all of the energy efficiency and renewable energy and public transit and, you know, really advances in decarbonizing the economy work more quickly and more efficiently for us. So the coalition is supporting both these bills very enthusiastically. One interesting note, the Senate bill, Senator Barrett's bill, would simply put the fee on fossil fuels and then make sure that people and businesses get the rebates. So these out of state fossil fuel dollars would get transferred to the Massachusetts economy. Great. And that is all it would do. It provides some extra tools for businesses in the event that they're struggling with dealing with the fee. And it also gives more of a rebate to rural residents that have fewer resources and fewer choices for public transit. The Rep. Benson bill is very similar, but it also establishes a green infrastructure fund with 20% of the revenue that comes in. And that would be to support community-based green infrastructure projects like improved transit or improved efficiency in public buildings or tree planting or other work that would make communities more resilient in the face of extreme weather and climate change. From her perspective, it helps make sure that communities see direct benefits as well as change that economic incentive signal that local clean energy deserves to be on the level playing field with fossil fuels. So this can get very complicated very quickly, but essentially both bills are very enthusiastically supported. They both protect low and moderate income families, and they both would get to a 5 to 10% overall carbon pollution reduction, which is the biggest single reduction that any policy analyzed by the state in preparing the climate plan would produce. So bottom line, if we don't have a price on carbon, we will have a very, very hard time meeting our overall climate mandate. So that is why the coalition is really prioritizing this work. And I'll stop there and open up for questions with our other amazing advocates on the phone.
And then we heard from Henrietta Davis talking about the MCAN legislative team.
Well, thanks everybody for the presentations. I'm here to make the pitch for you to join the team and help us to get the message that these bills are important to the State House. What we're going to do is we're going to email you and ask for you to be a volunteer, and we want to know from you if you have some other folks you think might be interested. If you're part of a chapter, MCAN chapter, maybe you can get somebody in the chapter or a couple people to be the contact folks for legislation to alert other people. Generally speaking, as Carol said, the legislation session, it started in January and it'll go to a year from June. So it's a year and a half long cycle. And during that time, there'll be hearings, though none have been scheduled yet. And there may be some legislative briefings, and we'll tell you about those. We'll give you an idea of, you know, what kind of action would be helpful at what time. And if you already know that you have a letter from your Board of Selectmen or City Council on these matters, if you could tell us, that would help. Another action you can take is on carbon pricing to sign your group onto a letter for the governor. So that's something else you might be able to do. So if you don't mind, we'll be in touch with you, and we'll give you some choices and some ways to get involved. And that's how we'll proceed from here. As Carol said, if you need to go back through the slides to kind of get yourself more familiar to see how, just to feel stronger about some of this legislation, that's going to be available at the MCAN site, I believe. And that could be helpful as well. And if there's anything else you can think of that we can do to help you to get sort of up and ready to do this work, just be in touch with us and we'll work on that. So. Thank you for your interest, and look forward to working with you.
Thanks, Henrietta.
So there you go. We'll put up some links on the blog so you can check it out and join the legislative action team. We'll close the way we always close, by saying that because we recognize the necessity of personal accountability for our actions, because we accept responsibility for building a durable future, because we believe it's our patriotic duty as citizens to speak out, we must insist that the reckless policies of the new administration not be accepted as normal, and that the United States put a long-term and equitable price on carbon. So thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for being with us, and until next time, be green.
Very cool.